may well know Phil. Some of you will know that he's a teacher, but Phil, I wonder if you could start by telling us about your school in particular, because it's not quite the average school, is it?
No, I work in a special school. I'm a deputy head. I'm in charge of behaviour and attendance at the school that no one behaves or attends. Is probably the easiest way to do it. So my average day is dealing with children who have enormous difficulties in just being able to sit in a chair or being able to ask something or not using language that you wouldn't say in front of church.
Yeah. And I know, Phil, from having spoken to you before, that it's been quite an experience over the years working in this kind of environment, but just recently I know that you've been just seeing some changes in kind of what school has been like, and particularly for you in your faith, and just being able to express that. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about what that's been like.
I've been going on a bit of a journey where I realise that if I walk into a room, then I bring the presence of God with me. And just by me standing in a room brings the presence of God. And because life is so dark for so very, very dark for a lot of the children, that just by standing there, I'm shining light right into their lives. And started just praying for some of the staff. I haven't been praying for the children yet. I'm not ready to lose my job yet. But I'm working out how I do that. But started praying for the staff. A lady came up to me. She had to go. She was off to visit Spain where her mother was. She'd been told she'd got cancer. She was told she had weeks to live. Go say your goodbyes, etc., etc. I grabbed her. I said, look, could I just pray with you? You know I'm a Christian. Can I just pray with you? And she was like, yeah, cool. We prayed. There was nothing particularly spectacular. We just prayed. That was about 9 months ago. She came back to me the other day and said, you need to know that you prayed for my mum, she went into hospital and they had a scan on her liver. And when you get liver cancer, it's really bad. And she said, they said that this is the smallest tumours they have ever seen on her liver. And she's living life and you wouldn't even know she's ill. And she goes, I mean, you're talking hard drinking, hard smoking, hard living lady. And she goes, cool, that must be God, you know. I'm like, great, I'll take that one.
That's so good. And I know you've had other opportunities, haven't you, just through the course of your time at school, just to pray for people, and God's been giving you opportunities. I mean, I think just for us as a church, it'd be great just to hear anything of what you feel like you've learned, God's taught you, and what might be an encouragement to us just for where we are, whether it's in the workplace or in the neighbourhoods or wherever we spend our time. That'd be great.
I think firstly that you carry the presence of God with you. When you walk into a room, you change the atmosphere. And the second thing really is after Carol told me, the lady told me, I just felt God say, you could pray for her. And it was very releasing. And it was very like, if you want, you know. And so I just listened to what God was doing. Trying to tune into that at work is really hard when there's lots of stuff going on. But just listen to what he said, and I did it. And it's lady's well and good at the moment.
That's brilliant. Can we thank Phil for sharing? That's great.